7:36, we say good morning to Darren Frehill.
Good morning, Louise. Dundalk got back to winning ways with a 1-0 victory over Waterford. They book a place in the last 16 of the Extra.ie FAI Cup. Sean Hoare scored the only goal of the game. It came in the 17th minute. So a big win for Dundalk coming off the back of two really poor league games. The Waterford boss, John Sheridan, though, is turning his attention to another meeting between the sides on Friday. He's been speaking with our soccer correspondent, Tony O'Donoghue.
First and foremost, is our priority is to stay in the league, obviously. We don't want to be getting involved in any relegation scrap, but we wanted to do well in the cup as well. I've come here, I felt it was an opportunity to give one or two people who haven't featured too much a game. I didn't think we started the game really well. They get the goal, and obviously that advantage of getting a goal. But I'm really pleased the way we fought to try and get something out of the game. I thought we competed and we matched them in the second half especially, so we were pushing to try and get the goal to get us on level terms. So they're a good team, and you know, on a tricky pitch, there's strong outfit here. So, but I really do feel we competed well, so I look forward to it. It'll be another tough game on Friday, but we're going to come with a bit of confidence and hopefully try and get something from the game.
How disappointed were you to concede from a set piece though?
Yeah, very poor goal. I don't think we shouldn't be conceding a free kick. There was no danger, and the lad's got a free header in the middle of the box. There should be someone competing, but it's not to be. The response was really good, and obviously disappointed to lose, but the response and the fight from the players was excellent.
And we'll hear from Vinnie Perth, the Dundalk manager, in the next hour here on the programme. Massive week for Dundalk, who of course are in European action next week. Now, 18-year-old Ricardo Doninga scored an absolutely brilliant individual goal deep in extra time, injury time, to seal a 1-0 win for Cork City last night against Longford Town. Looked like this game was heading to penalties, but up he pops with a terrific individual effort. Worth checking out if you haven't seen it already. It's up on the Soccer Republic social media channel, so have a look. Fantastic effort. The second round draw will be made at noon today, and it'll be carried live on the FAI Facebook page. Now, Sevilla beat Wolves 1-0 to progress to the semi-finals of the Europa League. The goal came late on, just 2 minutes from the end of normal time, in fact, but a deserved victory, I think, over the whole course of the game. That victory sets up a last four date with Manchester United. Shakhtar Donetsk overcame Basel 4-1, and they'll meet Inter Milan in the other semi-final. In Gaelic games, RTE analyst Kevin McStay says he's not sure an inter-county championship will be viable for some counties. He was speaking on Game On last night. McStay said he feels some counties have some big calls to make.
Well, you take Leitrim, for instance. They would be spending for three matches, probably two National League games, and possibly beaten in the first round of the championship. You know, that has been their recent history in the championship. They would be spending a lot of money just to play three matches, and that will be reflected among a lot of the weaker counties in the country. And then you also quoted, you know, the wisest of wise owls, John Prenti. A very long-serving administrator in the GA who doesn't miss too many bounces of the ball, I can tell you, Marie. And when he's talking about this thing being, well, you know, certainly heading towards the 50-50 region, well, you have to sit up and take notice. It is, I won't say it's on a knife edge. We have to wait and see. But the last week or two, it doesn't bode well for an inter-county scene. We'll do very well to get the club scene out of the way and see where we are then.
Time will tell. Serena Williams made a comeback to tennis last night. She beat Bernarda Pera in her first match in 6 months at the Top Seed Open in Kentucky. She plans on playing the US at the French Opens later this year. Finally, Ronnie O'Sullivan came from behind to beat Mark Williams 13-10 to reach the World Cup semi-finals. Mark Selby, Anthony McGill and Kyron Wilson have also qualified for the last four. More sport in an hour.